Yeah, roger that. I didn't mean to slide off into the Predator engine. What my point being is, you know, China, man, you know, I got to say it, man, they turn out some decent stuff. Now, used to be all crap and junk, but they're getting pretty smart. You got 2 years out of that thing, and it still runs, you know, no fuss, no muss. Little things, you know, like the back of it getting hot from the exhaust and everything. You know, sometimes they don't run into that, or that don't come up during testing and stuff. Who knows? You know, you just have to deal with that yourself. But they do a pretty good job of making these things now. But the chainsaws. I've watched YouTube videos on Chinese chainsaws, and actually, even the worst one wasn't a bad chainsaw. It just wasn't as quick as the steel going through the wood. But then again, you know, that's with the chain that came with it and everything. Some chains that come with them ain't exactly the best. Either you have to get a Oregon chain, or you have to resharpen the chain that comes with it, what I call the house load. I used to call it house something, because it almost resembled, the teeth almost would resemble a house. Not triangular, but whatever the case, la la la. But I would assume that it has some kind of pump oiling. If you can turn the thing sideways and upside down and everything, and it still runs and doesn't start smoking all over the place and stuff, yeah, then it's got some kind of chamber with a pump in it.